The 12 Days of Winter by Stuart McBride. Read by Ian Hanmore.
5. Gold Rings. There is never a good time to look upon the face of a dead loved one. This is something Mr. Unwin understands all too well, because he sees it every day. Mrs. Riley is the latest addition to his world, the world of mahogany caskets and heavy velvet curtains, of subdued lighting and soothing classical music, and the calming smell of lavender to cover anything unpleasant coming from the dearly departed. Mrs. Riley cries and cries and cries, while Mr. Riley does his best to comfort his heavily pregnant wife. She is distraught. She has lost her mother. He is stoic. He has lost his mother-in-law, which is not the same thing at all. And little Chloe, who has lost her grandmother, seems completely unconcerned. She sits on the carpet by the casket, pulling the petals of a white carnation and sticking them up her nose. And all the time, Mr. Unwin stands in silence by the door of the small room, hands folded in front of him, waiting for the family to finish. Patience is a virtue. The dead will not be rushed. Finally, Mrs. Riley cries herself to a shuddering standstill, and her husband leads her from the chapel of rest, taking little Chloe with them. Thanks. He places a hand on Mr. Unwin's shoulder. You've done a wonderful job. She looks so... He casts a glance back at the open coffin. So peaceful. Mr. Unwin nods. I'm glad we could help.